Not to get too far out on a tangent, but just in terms of this translational concept and tissue biomarkers, I've been a little bit perplexed why particularly patients who go for surgical resection, particularly like non-smokers, don't get routine, you know, for example, EGFR mutation status. I mean, it seems like that translational model hasn't really quite gotten into lung cancer surgery yet. Or do you disagree?
No, I think that there is now a trend at every conference that I'm at. One of the questions asked to the audience is, do you routinely send off tissue for some sort of EGF or KRAS evaluation? And right now, it's between 40% at the high ones and 50%. At the universities, there seems to be higher. But specific to our situation, we absolutely believe that almost every patient now should have queries. Why? Because biomarkers need validation. And many of these biomarkers are discovered. There's a couple of tests that are done, a couple of reports, but no large-scale validation. And we need to have a registry. Now, how do you get these done? Well, they're mainly done through companies at this point. So at least you will have an ongoing registry of the companies that are doing the usual tests now, EGF and KRAS, for either mutational analysis or FISH. And in the future, we'll have even more, like our MM1 and ERCC1, that will be able to query the databases.